I was reading a book and there was written a beautiful distinction between halal and haram. If one wants to see his earnings are halal or not, so they had given a beautiful standard to judge that. If your business, your wealth, your earnings are taking you towards your religion, are taking you towards piety, goodness and obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it means you're consuming halal earnings. This is the blessing and barakah of those halal morsels what you're consuming, which is bringing you towards righteousness, goodness. And those eat from haram and dubious wealth, they get off the track of straight path. Hence, we should all learn Islamic laws of doing business. Don't do business without learning. I request all of you, employees should learn rulings about doing job. Those who work for others, they should not think that I work hard all day and I earn halal. No. Your honesty, loyalty, trustworthiness and sincerity with your boss, all these matter. Now, how to act upon? First of all, a person should think, if I end up earning haram, that will lead to my destruction. And one should read about destructions of haram earnings and blessings of halal earnings. Inshallah, this knowledge will help him to act upon. As it is narrated by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who earns haram wealth, if he gives in sadaqah, it's not accepted. If he spends, he doesn't get blessing and barakah. And if he leaves behind as an inheritance, that would become means of his entrance into hellfire. Allah does not remove evil with evil, but evil with goodness. Undoubtedly, evil does not remove evil. It is the curse of haram wealth that when it is given in sadaqah, it is not accepted. When it is spent, it doesn't have barakah. And when left behind in inheritance, leads to fire of hell. Sometimes we don't feel barakah. It is possible that lack of blessing is due to haram earnings or lying. Many shopkeepers who lie to sell their products. There are many businessmen who lie. Lying is common. Selling fake products, foisting off, selling short weight products is also common. They know the bag of flour or rice is not of exact weight, but they sell. And if they know it's not of exact weight, but they don't inform customer. If you talk about other businesses, those that do clothing business, they do fraud. They do fraud in viewing. They do fraud in coloring. Those that do business of cement, they also do fraud. I ask you, what is this? And why is this happening in our markets? That's what Dawat Islam is telling. Come to our gatherings, in our ijtima'at, sit down, listen speeches, bayanat, attend zikr and dua. Reason, this refreshes our faith, gives strength to our faith. We'll distance ourselves from dishonesty. We'll have trust in Allah. We think when we will lie, we'll get business. No, you please Allah, you'll get business. We'll get what is destined for us. Our understanding is when we lie, we'll get business. It is mentioned in narrations that stock is sold by lying, but barakah is taken away. When barakah is gone, then what is left behind in our wealth? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has made paradise haram on that person whose body is nourished by haram income. Such a severe warning. May we all earn halal and do our work and business honestly, sincerely and truthfully. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.